This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Domestic violent shelters around the nation are preparing for a large decrease in federal funding that will take effect in a few months. The Tundra Women's Coalition in Bethel says it will mean a 20% cut in its operating budget and could lead to a significant loss in services. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Federal funding for domestic violence and women's shelters from the Victims of Crimes Act, or VOCA, has been decreasing in recent years. The Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault, or CDVSA, is an organization within the Alaska Department of Public Safety that directs federal funding to victim services programs within the state. In a letter sent on April 1st, CDVSA Executive Director Diane Casto wrote that VOCA funding would decrease by about a third from the previous year. This would affect shelters like Tundra Women's Coalition and Emonic Women's Shelter in fiscal year 2022, which begins in July. Joanne Horn is director of the Emonic Women's Shelter.
Everyone was like, what is everybody going to do? What are the shelter programs going to do? It was devastating news.
Bethel's Tundra Women's Coalition executive director, Eileen Arnold, explained how that decrease in federal funding would affect her organization's bottom line.
It's like 20% of our full annual operating budget. It's deep. It's significant.
She said with that large a funding cut, TWC will have to think about eliminating services.
That amount of money would equal like the entire Children's Advocacy Center, or it would be the entire shelter. These are terrible choices.
Arnold said that the Women's Coalition could also consider cutting part of every program.
But that's just as difficult because our staff are already under-resourced and overwhelmed with work.
Horn said if they can't find more money, the Emonic Women's Shelter would likely have to cut the number of its advocates. Advocates answer crisis calls 24 hours a day for the 13 villages that Emonic Women's Shelter serves. They also arrange accommodations for women and children at the shelter and coordinate with law enforcement. Arnold is hoping that the state can help fill the budget gap that a decrease in federal VOCA funding will create. Arnold is asking people to call their state legislators to advocate on behalf of their shelters.
I hope that TWC has helped people in this community. And for the people that it has helped, I hope that they would tell our legislators that.
There is a House Finance Committee hearing Friday to share public testimony on the state's operating budget. That hearing is at 1:30 p.m. on Friday, April 9th. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
Turning to fishing management, state and federal fishery managers are waiting on more information to determine which government entity will have the authority to manage king salmon on the lower Kuskokwim River this summer. Since 2014, federal officials have managed the harvest of kings in the lower Kuskokwim by the request of local subsistence users to conserve the salmon species. Federal officials manage the harvest in federal waters within the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. It's unclear if federal managers will have that authority this summer. Governor Dunleavy sent a letter to President Biden saying that the state was taking control of Alaska's submerged lands beneath navigable waterways, citing the 2019 U.S. Supreme Court decision in Sturgeon versus Frost, which affirmed the state's right to manage travel on a navigable river. Alaska's congressional delegation supports Dunleavy's assertion. Whether this change will prevent federal officials from managing Kuskokwim king salmon is unclear. However, the Sturgeon decision includes language that upholds federal authority for subsistence management in waters that pass through federal lands. Dunleavy says the state will release maps showing which waterways the state plans to assert control over. Kuskokwim River federal manager Boyd Blehovdy with the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge says he and his staff are waiting to see if the lower Kuskokwim River will be included on those maps. State manager Chuck Brazil with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says the management authority under the new state policy, quote, has not been fully determined. However, the department's intent is to take the same management approach this season as in recent years. One issue issue at stake is co-management with Kuskokwim tribes. Federal managers have an agreement to consult with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission on salmon management. State managers do not have this obligation. Moving to aviation news, Neutok residents are one step closer to having an airport in the new community being built for its relocation. The Federal Aviation Administration announced in a press release last week that the Neutok Airport project would receive $21 million in funding. KYUK's Greg Kim has more.
Neutok residents first began migrating over to their new village site called Muktuvik in 2019. Erosion and flooding are destroying their former community of Neutok. The new site, located 9 miles away, is built on more solid ground. Over 130 people, or about a third of the village, have already moved to the new site. Now, a construction company has won the bid to build an airport. For over a year, residents in Muktuvik have survived without a commercial airport. That has meant spotty access to groceries and dangerous delays accessing medical care. In the fall of 2020, the Neutok Native Corporation sold land to the Alaska Department of Transportation to build a new airport after resolving a dispute over the terms of the deal. DOT spokesperson Shannon McCarthy said in an email that a company called Cruise Construction won the bid for the airport project for $22.7 million. McCarthy says the DOT and Cruise Construction will meet with the community to discuss the project schedule and potential job opportunities. She says construction will begin this summer and that the airport in Muktuvik is expected to open to air traffic in the fall of 2022. In Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.
This is KYUK News. I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Thanks for listening. Please send your news tips to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.